local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin keeping you company. Thanks so much for tuning in on your drive home. We've got 48 minutes to tell you everything that's happening in your world today. We will start with today's top three stories. A chaotic scene unfolding at the University of Wisconsin in Madison today. Pro-Palestinian protesters disrupting colleges nationwide as well.
Expect them to learn something, build relationships, and when they finish, be able to get a job. We don't expect them to be worried about whether they're going to get beat up. Their Star of David Nicholas is going to be ripped off.
Senator Rick Scott reacting there. Madison authorities say at least four police officers were injured, 12 protesters arrested. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, UCLA canceling classes following a violent night between both pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrators. And at Columbia University in New York, protesters now have been cleared off the grounds and nearly 300 were arrested. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today says Israel will attack Rafah in southern Gaza with or without a ceasefire deal. Netanyahu says it's out of the question that Israel would halt the war against Hamas before achieving its goals. Along those lines, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the region, meeting with Israeli leaders and holding a news conference shortly after, saying the time is now for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says it's up to Hamas to agree to Israel's deal, which he calls a very strong proposal on the table. That's a look at our top three stories here on this Wednesday, first day of May. We get an update on the roads and weather for the first time this hour. Austin?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Again, that's allstate.com. Let's see, looking at traffic here, had a couple of issues as we approached the end of hour two there. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you were traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards I-10, we had some backups over there due to a traffic incident, and also just had some typical evening traffic traveling southbound towards that same area. It seems like if you're traveling northbound, the runoff from the accident should just about be cleared out, but we are still dealing with some pretty heavy traffic. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, again, that's if you are coming from 9 Mile Road and approaching I-10. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on in Pensacola, other than maybe a little bit of congestion if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Navarre Parkway had some issues, but they have since cleared out. And Caroline Street is looking good as well, so there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
We are falling back into a dry weather pattern. In fact, over the next several days, it'll mainly be mostly sunny. Just a super, super low, small chance for any sort of isolated shower to pop up. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 degrees, and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at our local headlines here today. 2 days after three men were killed in an ambush-style shooting, another shooting on Topaz Avenue last night could be related.
We say that because we're not really ruling anything out, and we're because of the timing, we're wanting to see if it was related to that shooting.
And from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons telling Channel 3 that a man in his 30s was dropped off outside home and was walking towards the driveway when he was attacked by at least one gunman. Investigators say the victim suffering multiple gunshot wounds. Santa Rosa Schools revising their media policy in order to better deal with book reviews and challenges.
Instead of the complaints being filed with the principal at a school, have a centralized location for the receipt of complaints. So that's been a change in the current draft.
At school board attorney Terry Harmon at last month's meeting, the revised policy calls for objections to be submitted to the district's library media staff using the standard Florida Department of Education objection form. Harmon says the policy also allows for a streamlined process in the event an individual makes multiple challenges. Harmon says rather than requiring multiple committee meetings and board hearings for each book, those challenges could be consolidated into one meeting. Also in our local headlines today, we're continuing at Pensacola International Airport, and right now the heavy lifting is having to do with getting more parking in. Of course, we reported, I think it was a week ago, maybe two, that the city was not approved for the latest round of federal funding for the terminal expansion project, but city leaders, including Airport Director Matt Coughlin, not losing sleep over it.
We're asking for about just north of $20 million, and so hopefully it'll look good to the FAA, and they'll fund it. They know we have issues. Matter of fact, the Airport District's office in Orlando has been very supportive. They're pushing it through themselves, and they've been an advocate, so we feel pretty positive we'll eventually get it.
Coughlin says that there are multiple rounds of funding that federal government gives out each year for airport terminal projects like this, and he says that Pensacola is likely just not far enough along in the design process to check all the boxes to get approved quite yet. 6:18 now. We'll take a break, looking at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.622 here on Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Wednesday, first day of May, NSYNC Day. We had a nice tribute last hour with a rousing rendition of It's Gonna Be May. I appreciate that. That was requested by me and Austin doing yeoman's work in getting that queued up, so we appreciate that. And by we, I mean I.
Yes.
6:23 now as we look at our state headlines today. Governor DeSantis with a couple of announcements today. Number one, a record-long Gulf Red Snapper season. That's certainly going to make the local anglers happy.
We know the fish are there. We're not going to let the federal government keep people from being able to enjoy this great pastime. So hopefully we'll be able to manage the Atlantic at some point and give people on that side of Florida the same opportunities. But in the meantime, enjoy this record-breaking Gulf Red Snapper season. 103 days. Just a few years ago, nobody thought that was possible.
Yeah, so last year it was 87 days. So this year's summer season runs from June 1st to July 31st, and then fall will include weekend dates in September, October, and November. Also, some extended days on holiday weekends as well. So good news there.
Yes, and Ron DeSantis has also signed a measure that bans the manufacturing, selling, and distribution of cultivated meat or meat grown in a lab. DeSantis says that Florida is fighting back against what he called the global elite's plan to force the world to eat meat grown in a petri dish or bugs to achieve their authoritarian goals.
Also, Florida at the bottom of a national list when it comes to average teacher pay. That from the National Education Association, putting Florida in 50th place, with the average educator making just over $53,000 during the 2022-23 school year. During the last legislative session, there was a bill that sought to raise teacher salaries to $65,000, but it quickly stalled out.
And lastly here, real quickly before traffic and weather, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Jacksonville today. She blames Donald Trump for what she calls a full-on assault on reproductive freedom, and she says that conservative justices appointed by Trump led to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and since then, more than 20 states have implemented bans, and this is coming as Florida's six-week abortion ban is now in effect. Mm-hmm. Let's see, 6:25 here, looking at our roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be much going on. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road still, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, it's basically going to, basically, yes, that's a brutal word there. Pine Forest Road is basically going to have you backed up from I-10 close to 9 Mile Road because of the congestion in that area. Outside of that, though, the rest of Pensacola is looking all right. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, nothing much there. And Caroline Street's looking pretty clear as well, other than maybe some slight congestion if you are traveling westbound towards Spencer Field Road. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
We are falling back into a dry weather pattern. In fact, over the next several days, it'll mainly be mostly sunny. Just a super, super low, small chance for any sort of isolated shower to pop up. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 degrees, and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Looking here at national headlines today, Arizona State Senate repealing the Civil War era abortion ban, with two Republicans joining Democrats to get it done. The bill now goes to Governor Katie Hobbs' desk to be signed. And with the repeal, the state's 2022 law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy will be reinstated.
And the Biden administration is forgiving another $6 billion in student loan debt. The Department of Education announced today that it would relieve the debt of over 300,000 former students of the arts institutes. The chain of art colleges at one point had some 50 campuses across the U.S. The school's parent company sold the last of them in 2023. The Department of Education says the company made substantial misrepresentations to prospective students about post-graduation salaries and employment.
Texas suing the feds over new rules for gun sales, which forces private sellers to become licensed dealers and perform background checks.
There's a process. It's called elected representatives. They make the changes. It's not up to Joe Biden to just issue an edict through the ATF.
The rule, which was finalized last month, is seen as a way to close the so-called gun show loophole. It targets those who sell small numbers of guns in private sales in the shadows, often using social media.
And Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene will force a vote over whether to remove Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker and have to go home to their primaries and have to run for Congress again, having supported a Republican speaker, a Christian conservative.
The effort seems certain to fail after Democratic leaders, to Taylor Greene's point, said that they would vote to protect the speaker. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has indicated he would also be opposed to the move.
Pretty big news from the United Methodist Church this week, repealing its ban on LGBTQ clergy. They also voted to prevent local leaders from being able to punish clergy and churches for holding same-sex weddings. More votes are expected this week, including one potentially on removing the church's long-held stance that says, quote, the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching.
And lastly here, the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship as it erodes purchasing power, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation.
This comes as officials have expressed that they want to be more confident that inflation is coming down before cutting any rates. The central bank has said that its goal is to get inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have remained at their highest in more than two decades since July. Since then, the U.S. economy has held up, with some experts believing anticipated rate cuts won't come for several more months.
A chaotic scene unfolding at the University of Wisconsin campus with pro-Palestinian protesters breaking out there and engaging officers, as four officers were hurt, 12 protesters arrested, UCLA canceling classes following a violent night, and Columbia University protesters have now been cleared off the grounds with about 300 arrested. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will attack the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the time is now for that ceasefire deal. He met with Israeli leaders today. He says that they have a very strong proposal on the table, and it's up to Hamas to agree to it. 6:30, Fox News Update is coming up now. We're back with a look at what's happening around the sports world, health, business, and science, and wacky stories and good news to wrap up a Wednesday edition of Pensacola right now next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Pro-Palestinian protesters descending on Columbia University again, despite the arrest of hundreds last night who were occupying a campus building. Fox's Madison Allworth is there.
And this time, they were led by university faculty. They rallied protesters on bullhorns before starting a march in front of the university gates, chanting things like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Meantime, police have broken up a protest encampment at Fordham University's Manhattan campus. The House approves the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act with bipartisan support this afternoon.
On this vote, the yeas are 320, the nays are 91. The bill is passed.
The measure would require use of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism to help enforce federal anti-discrimination laws. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with your money now.
Lots of positive financial news out of Qualcomm after today's market close. The maker of handsets and chips for smartphones topped expectations for both quarterly earnings and revenue, and it issued a bullish forecast for the current quarter, too. In response, Qualcomm shares are up 3.5% in after-hours trading. Zillow Group reported a first-quarter loss and issued a tepid forecast for the current quarter. It said a stalled housing market is weighing on first-time homebuyer demand. Shares of Zillow are sliding 6% in after-hours trading. Stocks jumped around quite a bit today in the regular session and ended mixed. The Dow Industrials rose 87 points, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite fell 17 and 52, respectively. The Seattle Mariners ownership group is adding a fairly well-known new partner. The ball club announced that Microsoft president Brad Smith and his wife Kathy have purchased a stake. The size of the stake wasn't immediately known. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The Sixers choked away Game 2 against the Knicks, and then New York returned the favor in Game 5 when it seemed like with 30 seconds left, they were about to eliminate Philadelphia. But then Tyrese Maxey hit a four-point play followed by a miraculous three-pointer as New York gagged the game away, eventually losing in overtime. Tomorrow, Philly will try to force a Game 7, and after last night, it feels that a Game 7 is inevitable, and no one could have thought that with 30 seconds to go in Game 5. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. So far this hour, the only spot that we've had any issues on is Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling southbound towards I-10, had an accident report in that area that's probably prolonging some of the congestion a bit, but it is seeming to lessen slowly but surely. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Austin, what's happening in the world of sports tonight?
Well, it's a bit more of the same as it's been these past few weeks, mainly with NBA and NHL. Starting with the NBA playoffs, we got a TNT doubleheader just about to get underway, if it has not already started officially. On TNT, it's the Heat at Celtics at 6:30, followed by Mavericks at Clippers at 9. Heat facing elimination, down 3-1 to Boston currently, and that's no surprise. Heat are the 8 seed, they're without Jimmy Butler, so on and so forth. Mavericks at Clippers, though, Joe, you and I talked about this last hour, very, very good series so far. And it's really weird. Kawhi Leonard was hurt and the Clippers won, and then he played and then they lost. And you mentioned recently that the Mavericks came down from like a huge deficit, or came back from a huge deficit, and still lost in the final moment. So very wacky series there. That's definitely one to watch, especially if you're a night owl like myself. As for the NHL, we also have a doubleheader starting here for the postseason. On ESPN, it's the Golden Knights at Stars, followed by the Kings at Oilers at 9 o'clock. The Kings, similarly to the Heat over in the NBA, are facing elimination, down 3-1 to Edmonton at this time. Let's see. Braves at Mariners. Braves beat the Mariners 5-2. Rays fell to the Brewers 7-1, and they didn't take it lightly. A brawl broke out during that game there, or after it. I'm not quite sure. And then Marlins and Rockies. That game is going on right now with the Marlins tied at 0 with Colorado. That is in the middle of the 5th or 6th. Let me zoom in here on my screen and see. That looks like the 5th inning. So hopefully I'm right. Fingers crossed. I guess I got to get like a monocle or something pretty soon. But yes, outside of that, so it looks like the Floridian teams aren't doing so hot, but at least the Braves are keeping things going good right now. As for the Champions League semifinal, Borussia Dortmund beat PSG 1-0 in the first leg of their semifinal. They'll play in Paris next Tuesday. As for Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, they are tied at 2 in the other semifinal.
Yeah, very entertaining games there. 6:40 here at News Radio 92.3, health, business, and science notes today. Tesla firing its entire electric vehicle charging team. Employees confirm the layoffs in social media. The news raising concerns about the future of one of the largest charging networks in the U.S., as Tesla's supercharger network has been a key selling point for its electric vehicles, as a lack of charging ports has been a large barrier to widespread EV adoption.
And multiple newspaper outlets are suing Microsoft and OpenAI for copyright infringement. On Tuesday, 8 newspapers owned by Alden Global Capital filed a lawsuit claiming that Microsoft and OpenAI have used millions of their articles without permission to train their AI programs. The lawsuit also says that these programs, like ChatGPT and Copilot, have incorrectly attributed false reports to the newspapers, which they say tarnishes their reputation and spreads misinformation.
Today is National Heat Stroke Prevention Day. The leading cause of non-crash car-related death for kids is heat stroke from being left in a hot car.
Children have a lesser ability to regulate their thermoregulatory system. They're more at risk for heat stroke than adults.
Yeah, that's specialist Laura Dunn says, even at 60 degrees outside, this surprised me, a child's body temperature can rise to 107 or higher.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of, you know, because sometimes, I mean, when you're out with the breeze and everything and with the clouds in the sky, you know, it can be a lot more forgiving. But when you're in an enclosed car, especially if it's like midday or something, that sun goes a long way. And that is, that's scary to think about, especially around here. There's a new update to a national task force guidance for breast cancer screenings. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is now recommending women between the ages of 40 and 74 to get a mammogram every other year. Previous guidelines made in 2016 said biennial mammograms should start by age 50, and a decision for women to screen in their 40s was at their discretion.
Looking here, what else we got going on? Thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the U.S. and Canada. They're looking for better pay and working conditions. The unionized workers are in talks with Marriott International, Hilton Worldwide, and Hyatt for new contracts for the first time since the COVID pandemic.
And Twitch is rolling out its new video discovery feed to all users. The TikTok-like feed from Amazon, which launched on a limited basis last summer, is accessed through a tab within the Twitch iOS and Android apps. It allows users to discover new streamers by scrolling through short video bites from live feeds.
Is that it?
Yes, for health, business, and science.
All right, very good. Kendrick Lamar firing back in his ongoing rap beef with Drake. Lamar dropped a six-minute Euphoria on YouTube. In the diss track, Lamar claims, among other things, that Drake is not a rap artist but a scam artist, and that he made Tupac turn in his grave. In Drake's recent beef track, Taylor Made Freestyle, the Canadian uses AI to provoke Lamar in the voice of Tupac and Snoop Dogg, to which Tupac's estate said, hey, we didn't approve that, so take it down.
Yeah, that's not surprising at all, especially when this is beef that is so clearly being forced. We hear about beef in the rap game all the time, and I told you in hour one, Joe, it seems like it's just like kind of a ploy for attention sometimes. I'm not saying these guys never have beef with one another, but, I mean, it's like Eminem early in his career in the Slim Shady days. It's like he took shots at everybody, and it got him noticed because he's known for, like, the beef and which beefs he's won and all that. So it's just, I don't know. It seems like a reality show at this point. Just about 6:45, another very quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. All we've been dealing with so far this hour was those backups traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10. Those lasted a little bit longer than usual thanks to an accident in that area there. However, that appears to have cleared out. So outside of maybe like a busy intersection or two here and there, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Also, the weekend box office preview, the action comedy Fall Guy, is expected to make more than $30 million. It stars Ryan Gosling as a former stuntman working on a big movie being directed by his ex. This goes wrong when the, I believe Emily Blunt is starring as his ex on that. This goes wrong when the star of the film goes missing and Gosling's character is sent to locate him.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Joe, are you buying or selling this about The Rock? First of all, what do you think of The Rock? Just first impressions.
I don't know. He's a...
That's a little bit of everything.
He works out a lot.
Yeah, works out. Good-looking guy. Charismatic, you know.
Yeah.
America's sweetheart, Dwayne Johnson. Sure. Yes. Well, there's a new report that The Rock is chronically late to his various film projects, and it causes some serious issues, as you can surely imagine. When he was filming Red Notice in 2020, it caused a rift with him and co-star Ryan Reynolds, but they apparently made up, and Red Notice 2 is in the works. But industry insiders say that he's working on a Christmas action movie called Red One, and that he can be up to 8 hours late on any given day. and his tardiness has caused the budget to balloon by at least $50 million. And also he reportedly saves time during the shoot by peeing in water bottles and having assistants throw them out. Joe, you said that this is...
I 100% believe that he on the regular pees in water bottles.
Yeah, especially if he gets there, like, because you even mentioned, like, being a guy who takes his physical physique and, you know, wellness so seriously, I mean, like, he's probably well hydrated.
He works out, like, 8 hours a day and he's drinking, like, gallons and gallons of water. So, yes, I think he has a stock of water bottles that as he drinks it, he just keeps it for when he's got to go, and that's just what he does.
And that's the thing. It's a small leap from that to, hey, I got to do this to save time. Hey, assistant, throw this out. It's gross, but it's probably the way it is.
Well, listen, you know, you look at baseball players, like probably the most famous example of this would be Moises Alou, who, he played in the 90s and in the early 2000s, but he would, in the shower, he would pee on his hands to because he didn't wear batting gloves, so he would pee on his hands to make them like kind of like rough or whatever to have like better grip on his bats. So, and that was just what he did. And
I could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that.
But what am I saying is just like I just don't think the Rocket like he thinks anything of it. Like for him, it's just like, I'm on the go, I'm the Rock, I've got places to be, people to see.
Especially if he's running so late.
With his workout schedule. Yeah, no, I think that's just... Now, the eight-hour thing, that seems like so out of nowhere, man.
Yeah, no, that's inexcusable regardless of who you are and what you do. But, yeah, the peeing in the bottles thing, especially if he is, like, showing up when he shows up and that puts a, you know, like, a hurry on things, he may need to, like, hey, I can't leave the set right now or I can't take much time here to deal with this. I don't know. Either way, it's gross. I have heard that he can be a bit of a diva, so.
Yeah. Not shocking. I mean, anybody in Hollywood's going to be.
Well, and as I said, egos, especially with someone that is so successful, both as an athlete and a celeb.
Maybe it's like a flex that it's like, hey, I can be 8 hours late, and guess what? I'm still making millions.
And you're still
going to
hold my urine as you throw it away. Yeah.
Sheesh. Man. So, I'm just, 648 here at News Radio. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and recapping today's top stories coming up next.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do.
Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the change in abortion law here in Florida from 15 weeks down to 6 weeks and really analyzed this question of whether there is a right to abortion, a phraseology which a lot of people use. I don't think that's a legitimate expression, but that's what we talked about quite a bit. Also, the college protests, both in the nation and here in Florida. Red snapper season being expanded to 103 days this year. And what's going on at the airport? Talk to Matt Coughlin, the airport director. Listen to all those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Putting a bow on May 1st, 2024, Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this evening. We appreciate it very much. Recapping our top stories here of the day. A chaotic scene unfolding at the University of Wisconsin campus today with protests breaking out and looks like some violence as well, with four police officers said to be injured, 12 protesters arrested, also UCLA canceling classes after a violent night last night, and New York police finally moving in, clearing off the grounds at Columbia University, and that led to around 300 arrests. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will attack the city of Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that it's up to Hamas to agree to Israel's deal. He calls it a very strong proposal that is currently on the table. Here locally, another ambush-style shooting in Escambia County last night is leading investigators to look into whether it was connected to Sunday morning's triple homicide. Sheriff Chip Simmons telling Channel 3 a male victim was shot multiple times, maybe two suspects, and a similar type of ambush style where they attacked him from behind after he had gotten out of a car and was walking towards the house. So I'll have to keep tabs on that for sure. Here is violence continuing to break out here in Escambia County. 6:54, final check of the roads and weather. We'll start with Alan.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for the roads, this 6 o'clock hour is just basically like any other. There doesn't appear to be much going on the roads right now. So if you're dealing with problems, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Looking at our wacky and good news stories here, a lot going on making the rounds. You know you have a gambling problem, Austin, when you're throwing down rent money on your friend's skee-ball games.
I always do.
That's exactly what's going to happen, though, at Dave & Buster's Bar and Restaurant. I've never actually been to one.
Me neither.
I was invited to go to one once, but no, I've never been there. They're going to start letting customers gamble on arcade games at all 223 locations in the next few months. I guess you have to be kind of like a priority member using an app, and you have to be 18 or 20, whatever the legal gambling age is. I think it's 18. They say they haven't decided what games you'd be able to bet on, but a few being mentioned are Skee Ball and Hot Shots basketball game. Like, that's the one where you just got the quick little shooting there. What do you think about that? Because to me, that's just asking for trouble. If you're going with a couple of your buddies and like, oh man, I'm going to throw $5 on Johnny. And then maybe there's just like a little wink of from Johnny over to whoever he's competing against and says, hey, you know, I'll blow this and you just hook me up later. We'll, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like with all gambling, this is something that can be corrupted for sure. It doesn't surprise me, though, just the idea of putting money on stuff like that itself, because, I mean, friends already probably do stuff like that sometimes, but it's nonetheless games that, at least in some cases, can be rigged against you, and that's, I mean, that screams gamble your money on it. So, I don't know. I think I'm almost surprised this did not happen sooner. There are some obvious signs of drunk driving, swerving, bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, the works. And cops in Michigan have discovered a new one this week. Someone called 911 when they saw a damaged truck at a gas station with a 20-foot tree embedded in its side, and the driver was passed out inside. When cops arrived, they woke up the 18-year-old and arrested him for OVI. Turns out he crashed into the tree, then drove around with it still embedded. So, yes, I hate to, you know, judge a book by its cover, but if I ever find you passed out in your car with a tree in the side of it, I'm going to assume you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing.
A man gardening Monday at a church in San Marcos, California, hit a hive with his tractor and ended up being swarmed by bees. He says he ran covered in bees to a 12-year-old boy and used his phone to call 911. Now, we talked about this, you know, what was the manner in which the 12-year-old boy got him his phone? I would probably like to think that the man was shouting, you know, and the 12-year-old probably saw, oh my gosh, this guy's running at me with a lot of bees. But was he shouting, like, drop your phone or something?
Probably.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Paramedics took the man to the hospital where they gave him an IV with a mix of medications to treat swelling and counteract the venom. He says he had at least 13 bee stings near his eye, and emergency personnel removed at least 120 stingers.
You know, that sounds horrible. I'm actually going to, you know, just conjure up another wacky, weird headline here. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars have scored 3 total goals, not even halfway through the first period. So that is going to be a very intense matchup. And that series is tied 2-2 if you're a hockey fan. Just keep that in mind. That's on ESPN right now. I've got it in front of me, and I see that going on. So that's a darn good one there. Let's see. Okay, if the Skittles Tasty Rainbow ad campaign lives rent-free in your head, now you can live rent-free in a Skittles rainbow. Skittles has announced a new promotion where they're offering one person the chance to live in a tiny Manhattan apartment for free for a year. It isn't just any apartment. It's super colorful. It looks like the kind of place you could imagine a divorced, middle-aged Ronald McDonald moving into. It's a tiny 353-square-foot apartment with one bathroom, not far from Midtown Manhattan. And even with that small size, obviously an apartment in Manhattan, a year of free rent there is huge for that location. The building also offers a fitness center, roof deck, an outdoor grill, a laundry room, and bike storage. You can enter for a chance to win now through Tuesday, May 21st at skittles.com/littlesliving.
You know, first apartment I lived in, I think it was around 500 square foot. So I'm not sure that the 350 square foot apartment would bother me too much if I was like a single guy with no kid or anything like that. Walking distance to Midtown Manhattan or having the bike to do that. Of course, you know, you got to pay for your other stuff. Yeah, the free rent is awesome, but you've got to, you know, pay for everything. But, I mean, I think that would be pretty cool. All the entertainment options that I would have, Midtown, all the pizza that I could eat.
It's pretty.
That would be interesting there. A cop in Canada decided to anonymously donate a kidney, and it saved a school teacher's life. But she's not anonymous anymore, both women opting to meet after their surgeries and they're good friends now. The cop's name is Annie. She says she heard a story about an anonymous kidney donor on the radio, and that's what inspired her to do that.
That's so awesome.
Very cool. All right, well, that'll do it for us on a Wednesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.